Om Sri Sai Ram. Million pranams at the lotus feet of our most beloved Lord and Master, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. This journey started in 2014 when the floods hit the most beautiful valley, Kashmir. We all know the paradise of the world. We all know the Kashmir Valley. In 2014, Srinagar was devastated. A number of villages were inundated and there was disaster everywhere. The Sri Satya Sai Seva organization, doing its patriotic duty, set out on the mission of doing some seva there. Where does our energy come from? Where does our motivation come from? Where does our love come from? It comes from Prashanti Nilayam. It comes from here. It comes from Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. While we connected with the people of Jammu and Kashmir, while we continued our seva in this beautiful valley, the people there asked us, where are you from? Where do you come from? And our answer was, you have to come here. You have to come and see Prashanti Nilayam. You have to come and see Puttaparthi. And with a lot of joy and with a lot of happiness, yesterday the Karnataka Express rolled into the Prashanti Nilayam railway station. We were beaming, we were so happy that for the first time in the history, the furthest state from Puttaparthi, the Kashmir Valley, the furthest state, 115 children, staff and children have come to Prashanti Nilayam. It's a great day for us. It's a very happy moment for us. And we thank our beloved Lord that all these wonderful children have come here. Now it is up to our Bhagwan to bless them in whatever way He wants to guide them in whatever way He wants to help them in whatever way we want to. A very simple prayer is, Bhagwan, bless the valley, bless the people of Kashmir, guide them, give them your love, teach them whatever you want to teach them, like you have taught all of us. These are your wonderful children and they have come with a very small prayer to you. I now request the State President of Jammu and Kashmir, Brother Shiv Kumar Sharma, to welcome all these children here and carry on with the program.
Om Shri Sai Ram. My humble pranams at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba. Sai Ram to all of you. Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba said that nobody can come inside the premises of the Puttaparthi Prashanti Nilayam without my permission. Even the mosquito cannot come. What those people who are coming inside in the premises of the Prashanti Nilayam, they have been provided this opportunity because of the good deeds of the previous verse. As such, the students of higher secondary school springs verse of Ompura, Kashmir province, they came for the first time because they have been blessed and permitted by Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba. That why they are there. Today, they are offering their cultural program to Bhagwan. But it is happening. How it is happening? Because our Swami is blessing them. That is why they are doing this. Otherwise, it was impossible for them to do so. As my brother, Vice President of Punjab, has rightly said, that Jammu Kashmir is suffering from the militancy and it is in their mood corner. So, it is a very difficult to come here because myself and 3-4 person from Jammu and Kashmir came after 4 days and at night we reached here. It is my humble prayers to Bhagwan Shri Sai Baba that kindly bless all the people of Jammu and Kashmir with love, peace and prosperity while removing all the tedious problems, tensions, difficulties and militancy. I will not take your much time. When our next program will come, then I will speak some more words with you. I will share with you. Jai Sai Ram.
I now call upon Miss Muskan Jan, a very bright student of class 10 from the Spring Buds Educational Institute, to share her views about this educational tour. Miss Muskan Jan.
Honorable all the members of Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization, respected the chairman of our school, Mr. Muhammad Shafi Qureshi, and the principal of our school, Mr. Shahnawaz Qureshi, and all my dear brothers and sisters, I welcome you all with the best Islamic greetings. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Firstly, I introduce myself. My name is Muskan Latif, student of 10th class in Spring Buds Education Institute, which is situated in Kashmir region of Jammu and Kashmir state. I am greatly thankful to the Almighty and then Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization and also my school who gave us opportunity to participate in this wonderful tour. We are from Kashmir Valley, which is known as Paradise on Earth. We start our journey from Kashmir and then we reach Jammu. In Jammu, we visit many places and then we visit Amritsar. In Amritsar, we saw Golden Temple as well as Jallianwala Bagh. We meet different types of people with different cultures. And we like them all. They all give us a great love. I am greatly inspired by the Sai Baba who teaches us that love all, serve all. In our Islam, it's also obligatory that we should love all the people. There shouldn't be the word of hate in our dictionary. We are greatly inspired by all the people whom we met. It's really such a great trip and we learn so many things. And my suggestion is to all the students that they should participate in these such type of tours because these are really beneficial for us in our future. At last, I again thank the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization and as well as my school who gave us the opportunity to visit this tour. It's really such a great pleasure and the things which give us pleasure are miracles. And this tour is also a great miracle for us. Thank you. Have a nice evening. Assalamu alaikum.
I now call upon Nasir Ahmed of class 10 to share his experiences in this educational tour.
Manzil ki jistajoo mein kyun fir raha hai rahi, manzil ki jistajoo mein kyun fir raha hai rahi, itna azim ban ja ki manzil tujhe pukari. In the name of Almighty Allah, the most loved and the most merciful, I welcome all you who are present in this magnificent hall of Puttaparthi with the best, most favorable Islamic greetings. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We, the students of Springbirds Educational Trust, Ompura, Badgam, Kashmir, are gratefully thankful to Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization, our institute, including Chairman Sir Mr. Muhammad Shafi Qureshi, Principal Mr. Shahnawaz Shafi Qureshi, Administrator Mr. Ajaz Ahmed Qureshi, and all other staff members, that they together combined to organize such a beautiful tour and wonderful tour for our students. I would also like to extend my greetings towards the varied state organizations of Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization who on our arrival at the various places welcomed us with a great hospitality of their own cultures. We started our journey on 27th of December 2017 from Badgam, Kashmir, after traveling about 300 kilometers out of our valley, we reached Jammu, the other province of our state, Jammu and Kashmir. It was one of the longest traveling I experienced in my life. After that, we were taken to Boggy Bahu Fort, which is one of the most tourist attracting spot in Jammu. There we also saw the India's largest underground aquarium. We were greatly inspired by seeing the various species of fish and sea animals there. After that, we took our train from Jammu railway station towards Amritsar. On arriving at Amritsar, we were greatly welcomed by the organizers of this tour, Maninder Sir, Deputy Director Punjab, perhaps, I think, and his colleagues on the railway station. Then on the next day, we went to the Golden Temple. It was one of the best experiences I had in my life. We also visited the Jallianwala Bagh, which is one of the most rememberable part of our Indian history. Also, then we took our buses towards Dasia, and I was greatly inspired there by a person. He was Hindu by religion and was serving at a Muslim shrine for a long period of time. And this type of example can be explained to the globe to explain the meaning of universal brotherhood. After that, we were taken to Chandigarh, and Chandigarh is a most beautiful city I have ever visited, and there we went various places, such as, firstly, we met Governor Haryana at Raj Bhavan, Haryana, and that couldn't be done by family trips, and for that, I would like to thank Shri Satya Sai Seva Organization and our institute. Then we visited the Sukhna Lake, which is one of the most beautiful lake of Haryana. And then we visited the Rock Garden. Next day, we visited the Chatbir Zoo. And we were greatly inspired by seeing the Royal Bengal Tiger and various species of animals which are found in India. During the same process, we were provided with refreshments and various food items of different cultures by the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization at different spots and different states, for which I extend my greetings towards them. Also, we are provided basic knowledge about these monuments such as Golden Temple and Jallianwala Bagh by the teachers of Shri Satya Vidya Vahini School. With the passage of time, we reached here, and now we are expecting more visitors from Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization and our institute. And also we are hopeful that in coming year we will be also given a chance to have a next tour to the states which we are not visiting this time, to see various languages and incredible culture of India throughout the world. And we can explain this culture to our state when we will reach on 22nd January. Thank you.
It is so heartening to hear this speech from such a young student who came out of the Kashmir Valley for the first time. This is the India that our Bhagwan wanted, and this is the duty of our organization to integrate India, to show all the people of India what a great country we have, so many cultures we have, so many religions and so many communities who gather here at the holy feet of our most beloved Lord, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. The driving force behind this project, the one who really pushed us, the one who really supported us, is none other than our All India President, Mr. Nimish Pandya. He came to Chandigarh after the floods and he told us, look, you have a duty to perform. You have to go. Don't worry about anything. The whole organization will support you. The whole country is behind you. Go out to the valley and do the work that Bhagwan has destined you to do. I now call upon respected All India President to please come and tell us about his experiences, because he has also visited the valley. He has also met people there, and how we will continue our work, our love in action. Mr. Nimish Pandya.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Offering our most humble salutations at the divine lotus feet of our most beloved master, Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba. On behalf of all present here, I invoke his blessings so that all may enjoy peace, all may enjoy bliss, and all may enjoy happiness in every breath of our lives that we have on this beautiful planet Earth. Assalamu alaikum to all my brothers and sisters from the Kashmir Valley, and my salam to all of you, because it's indeed a very happy day for all of us that you are here. Welcome, 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 and you are a part of our family. That's how we feel. I was just sitting behind, and Dr. Vishwanath Pandit, a very, very senior educationist of this nation, world-renowned educationist, is a Kashmiri Pandit. And I was sitting behind just now, and he was telling me, Nimish Bhai, those were the days when I remember when I was in the valley, when the festival of Shivratri used to end, and the next day used to be Salam. And Shivratri and Salam, and all of us used to exchange gifts. And the Muslim brothers would come and exchange gifts with the Hindu Pandits, and the Pandits used to exchange gifts with the Muslim brothers, and he was recalling those beautiful days. And I was telling him that love is still present in Kashmir. When I went there and met the people of Kashmir, they have so much love that you can't imagine the kind of love they hold in their hearts. It must be the destiny and the divine will of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. As Maninder mentioned, and we went to Kashmir during the floods. We went to Srinagar, where we didn't know what to do and how to do seva and whom to meet. Nothing was known to us. And then some would call it coincidence, some would call it a destiny, but I would call it divine grace that we met Shri Muhammad Shafi Qureshi, who was the principal and the trustee of the Springbirds Education Institute. And what a man we met. In that difficult situation there, when everybody was there, this man had the super confidence of knowing that something good will happen, and good will happen, and he gave us so encouragement. I think that is the beginning of this saga of love which started between the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization and the Spring Bud School. I was amazed to meet a persona of Qureshi Sahib who had the vision of true education as enunciated by Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba. An education that would make man strong in character. An education that would make the mind so broad as to envisage and encompass the entire knowledge of the cosmos. An education that would bring love. The education that would promote the attitude of service, the attitude of unconditional love. And therefore, I used to joke and tell my people that Qureshi Sahib may be born in Kashmir, maybe he is a Muslim, but he is a pakka Sai devotee as far as we are concerned, as far as the principles and as far as the message of Satya Sai Baba is concerned. Because the message of Satya Sai Baba is universal, beyond all religions, beyond all caste, beyond all creed. Because Baba drew our attention that man is divine and it is his duty that between birth and death, he must realize his own divinity and his divine destination. And therefore, this great institution of Spring Buds Education Institute was a great source of inspiration for us. And really speaking, in fact, for the Satya Sai Seva organization, it has now become a platform on which we can serve and share the love of mankind with all the people of Kashmir as the years go down. For the first team of people and the doctors who went there, I tell you, they found so much love with the people that they are desperate to go back again and again, and I have to hold them back. Don't be so excited. We need to work on a plan. We need to work this. If I give them permission, I think they'll migrate and stay in Kashmir only and keep there all the time. And one of the examples is my state president of Punjab, Maninder. It's difficult for me to hold him back in Punjab now. He wants to be more in Srinagar. And I think probably he believes that Qureshi Sahib son, Shahnawaz, and he must have been some old brothers in some old times. I don't know. But they both seem to be great friends there. My kudos to the children of the Spring Buds Education Institute. When we went there, there was a function, and we went in the Tagore Hall, that was. I think the Tagore Hall function was there. And I thought that the boys and girls in Kashmir would be very, very, introvert. But when I realized the confidence that this school has built in these children, I was really shocked and surprised that this is what the power of the Kashmiri boys and girls is concerned. And there was a song which this young girl sang on the stage. And they are going to sing the same song again today, I know. That song from 2 years has been buzzing in my mind as I work in the courts in Mumbai, as I travel anywhere in the country. Every time that I go quiet, that song buzzes in my mind, and that whole visual of my young sisters on the stage, I can still see in front of me. And I told, I think it was the commissioner of Srinagar, Mehmoon Sahab thay mere saath mein, aur bagal mein baithe thay mere saath mein, aur main, wo mujhse keh rahe thay. कि यही जरूरत है कश्मीर की कि एजुकेशन गुड सेल्फ कॉन्फिडेंस एंड गुड बिल्डिंग इज द नीड ऑफ कश्मीर एंड आई वाज मेंशनिंग दैट इट्स अ ग्रेट एसोसिएशन बिटवीन द सत्साय ऑर्गेनाइजेशन एंड द स्प्रिंग बर्ड्स इंस्टीट्यूशन टू कम बैक एंड अनलीश द पावर ऑफ द यंग पीपल ऑफ कश्मीर इनटू ग्रेटनेस एंड ग्लोरी इज व्हाट वी रियली वांटेड टू लुक फॉरवर्ड टू आई वाज इंप्रेस्ड विद द टीचर्स आई मीन Coming out of the valley from India, there are so many perceptions in our minds. But when I went, the beautiful teachers, both the ladies and the gents of the Spring Buds, their dedication to good education was a great source of inspiration for us. And I salute all of you, the teachers of the Spring Buds Institute, who have come here at a great situation. Dear brothers and sisters, we don't know destiny. But we know one thing, that if today and this moment is spent in love and unconditional love and service and sacrifice. It builds the foundation for the future. And if this is the love and affection that the Satsai organization and the Springbird School is now sharing, I'm sure the future is great, and we are pioneers of a new world and a new youth, and a new youth in both boys and girls that will take the Valley of Kashmir to its glory that it deserves, every bit of it it deserves. And that's what I pray to Almighty Allah to grant us the bliss and the grace to see that we have this great opportunity and Kashmir's glory comes back. Why I say this? Because even in my professional life, I've met a lot of Kashmiri clients. In fact, the Advocate General of Kashmir now, Zafar Shah, has been a good friend for me for many, many years. And I see they're so intelligent. Even in my professional field, when a Kashmiri lawyer comes, and when Zafar is to come to Mumbai as a lawyer in the Bombay High Court, he is to shine better than the many, many Bombay lawyers that used to be there. And that is the brilliance of Kashmir that is possible in every field. I met in Kashmir some beautiful artists, fantastic singers, instrumentalists, and we were so impressed that we are now planning that one day we'll bring the entire festival and culture of Jammu and Kashmir to Prashanthi Nilayam in the year 2018 is what we have worked towards the distance. I only urge to my young brothers and sisters of Spring Buds Education Institute that your destiny is in your hand. Divinity is with you. You can do whatever you want with your destiny. As Baba used to always say, Yad bhavam tad bhavati. As you think, so you are. God, if you think, God you are. Dust, if you think, dust you are. Verily, as you think, so you are. So why not think great? Why not think big? Why not think peace? And why not think that the whole world will be happy? Is something that I urge all my young brothers and sisters here. Probably, we may be able to come to Kashmir every time or not, we don't know. But I do believe that the young men and women of the Springbirds will become torchbearers of this message of love all and serve all and carry it through the valley everywhere, and you will become the heroes of Kashmir as time goes back, where you will share love, affection and serve the people. And whatever support you need to carry forward as leaders of Kashmir, we as a Satsai organization are duty bound to help you whenever you are, because this is the mandate of Bhagwan Shri Satsai Baba of love all and serve all. Welcome once again to Prashanthi Nilayam. Not only today, you are welcome 365 days of the year, whenever you wish to come to Prashanthi Nilayam, you are welcome to come. And call on us anytime, and every member will be there, not because they want to do something for you, but they believe that we and you are brothers and sisters, bound by the love, and beyond all religion, beyond all culture, we are together, bound by the divine love of divinity that we all believe together. With these few words, I do not want to stand between the song which I am desperately wanting to hear, and I am waiting. Ilm ke noor se koi mehfooz na reh jaye. Ilm is education, brightness, enlightenment. This, nobody should be left bereft of this great knowledge, the light of knowledge, the light of illumination, and that is the beauty. And coming from Kashmir, it is rightly coming, because Kashmir can show true illumination to the entire world if it decides to do so. And I think, I pray to Bhagwan that he does so. Jai Sai Ram, welcome and welcome once again. Spend lovely 2 days in Prashanthi Nilayam. You're going to see the sports event which the university children are going to do. Tomorrow you'll see the planetarium. You'll go to the Chaitanya Jyoti Museum. You have a packed day, but you'll enjoy every bit of it. And though you go back tired, these memories will be strongly ensconced into your heart and soul for many, many years to come. Jai Sai Ram. Thank you.
Honorable All India President, Mr. Nish Pandya, other dignitaries, my dear students, my dear brothers and sisters, I welcome all of you with the Islamic greeting, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. I want to quote a verse from the Quran. Kuntum khairun ummati ukhrijtun linnas tamuruna bil maruf wa tanhauna anil munkar wa tuminuna billah. Tum mein se tumko behtareen ummat chuna gaya hai, tumko behtareen ummat chuna gaya hai jo logon ki bhalai ke liye hai. Tum achhai ki taraf logon ko bulaiye aur burai tumse dur hoti jayegi. Hum sab ko yakeen hai, hum sab ko iman hai, Allah ek hai. We are praying to one God, and inshallah we will pray to one God. ربی ملت سے ہے قائم فریادی تنہا کچھ نہیں، ربی ملت سے ہے قائم فریادی تنہا کچھ نہیں، موج ہے اندرونی دریا بیرونی دریا بیرونی دریا کچھ نہیں۔ نور حق شمع الہی کو بجھا سکتا ہے کون، نور حق شمع الہی کو بجھا سکتا ہے کون، جس کا حامی ہو خدا اس سے مٹا سکتا ہے کون۔ Now I would like to call our beautiful students of Spring Birds Education Institute to come forward and present the beautiful song Alim ke noor se koi mehroom na reh jaye, Alim ke noor se koi mehroom na reh jaye. Let us come together to spread the knowledge. Let us come together to spread the knowledge. Let us come to vanquish the darkness. Efforts must be put together for illuminating the world. I welcome once again the students of Spring Birds to present the beautiful Alim ke Noor song, Alim ke Noor se koi mehroom na reh jaye. Char chhodne se beta. Thank you very much. This was the song presented by the students of Springbirds Educational Trust, Ompura. The truth is knowledge and the knowledge is truth. The truth is knowledge and the knowledge is truth. None should be kept away from the grace of both. Knowledge is like a candlelight. Knowledge is like a candlelight. It vanishes hatred and removes the doubts from the minds and hearts. Knowledge is like a petal of red rose, which adds beauty to the desolate world with its sweet and delicious fragrance. Zindagi kuch aur shai hai, ilm kuch aur shai. Zindagi kuch aur shai hai, ilm kuch aur shai. Zindagi soze jigar hai, ilm hai soze dimag. Quran Pak mein to seedhe seedhe iske upar ek verse nazil hui hai. Utlubul ilmu walau kana bisir, talabul ilmu farizatun ala kulli muslima wa muslimin. Means, knowledge is obligatory for each man and the woman. Everyone in this world must obtain the knowledge, because without knowledge, he cannot know about the world. He cannot tell us anything. He is not in a position to provide us the complete knowledge about this world. What to do, how to do, why to do, where to do. It is only because when you are having the knowledge, you can tell anybody to do this thing or to do that thing. Now, I would like to call one more group, boys group, to present the Kashmiri, one more program, one more song, which is written in the Kashmiri language. Ich asnikti gindiniki aashik, ich parnikti lekhniki aashik. Means, we are affectionates of laughter and playing, and we are devotees of writing and reading. Thank you very much. This was the song which was presented by the students of Spring Birds Umpura. Actually, ये पिछले तीन दिनों से इनकी मेहनत है. तीन दिनों में इन्होंने प्रोग्राम तैयार किया है. तो तीन दिन के बाद इतना कुछ हुआ. वरना इससे ज्यादा भी हो सकता अगर प्रिपरेशन ज्यादा रहती. I want to translate the some of these lines because it was written in the Kashmiri. You people may not be in a position to understand this. Now, I will try to translate the few lines from this song. We are affectionates of laughter and playing and devotees of reading and writing. Let us come together to destroy the hatred elements of mankind and peace, love and affection. As we are lovers of peace, universal brotherhood and universal harmony. All of us are besieged of our teachers for holding us in the hard times. Never let loose our tender hands. Just we are new on the path of learning. This song is too written by our worthy chairman, Mr. Muhammad Shafiq Qureshi. Afraad ke haathon mein aqwam ki taqdeer. Afraad ke haathon mein hai aqwam ki taqdeer. Har fard hai millat ke muqaddar ka sitara. Har fard hai millat ke muqaddar ka sitara. Now I want to quote one more verse that is written in the Kashmiri. Gulshanas pet raj karnuk hakshi timan bulbulan. Gulshanas pet raj karnuk hakshi timan bulbulan. Gatimaz imo gasho alpan zalzali. इस गुलशन गुलशन यानी बाग पर अगर राज करने का हक किसी को है वो उन्हीं लोगों को है जिन्होंने अंधेरों में अपने आशियानों को जलाकर लोगों को राह दिखाई पढ़ने की तरफ लाया. इस दौर में तालीम है अमराज़ी मिल्लत की दवा. इस दौर में तालीम है अमराज़ी मिल्लत की दवा है खून फासिक के लिए मिसल नश्तर. Now, I would like to call on the stage the girls of Spring Birds Umpura to present their one more program. It was the song presented by the students of Springbirds. ये मत कहो मुश्किलों से कि मुश्किलें बड़ी है, ये कह दो मुश्किलों से कि मेरा खुदा बड़ा है. सर, दिस सॉन्ग वॉज ऑल्सो प्रिपेयर बाई दी स्टूडेंट्स इन द चंडीगढ़ बिफोर 3 days. तो अगर और टाइम मिलता तो कुछ और ही हो जाता, तो इंशाल्लाह नेक्स्ट टाइम इसे बेटर ही होगा. छु बागस जानवर बोलान मगर आवाज छुक ब्योन ब्योन इन दिस आलवस यारब असर यकसा पैदा कर. अगेन इट इज इन द कश्मीरी. इस बाग यानी दुनिया में बहुत से जानवर या लोग बोलेंगे रहते हैं, लेकिन इन सब की आवाजें एक जैसी नहीं है. शायर इस शहर में दुआ करता है कि काश इन सब की क्या हम सब की आवाज एक हो, ताकि हम एक ही अल्लाह को माने और इंसानियत अपने अंदर पैदा करे, ताकि हम इंसान और इंसानियत को पहचान सके. It is yours, Kashmir. It is ours, Kashmir. It's yours, Kashmir. It is ours, Kashmir. Let us together rebuild the Kashmir. It's the Kashmir of great saints. We are Laldet, Sheikh Nuruddin Nurani Rahmatullahi Allah, used to live. And we hope that the Kashmir will come back on the same track. And we will, inshallah, by the grace of Almighty Allah, we will rebuild that Kashmir once again. Thank you very much. These were the programs which were presented by the students of our trust. Thank you very much once again.
Jai Ganesh, Jai Ganesh, Jai ಅಭಿಲಾಷಣ ಭಕ್ತ ಸಂರಕ್ಷಣ
Sai Nam Bolo, Govind Nam Bolo. Salam, salam.
सलाम मेरा सलाम ईश पिता प्रभु जाएरा बुद्ध जो राष्ट्र महावीर
Sadguru Deva. सब मसलोका सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्त लोका सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्त लोका सुखिनो भवन्तु शान्ति 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 जय बोलो भगवान श्री सत्य साई बाबा जी की जय